Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. And that is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. Hey, we got it right, starting the week off well. For those who have found us on their radio at FM 96.9 in San Antonio, we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and worship with us. Everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for this morning's invocation is taken from Psalm 107, as printed in the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. And this is to give thanksgiving to the Lord for His great works of deliverance. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Their soul abhorred all manner of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. He sent His word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works rejoicing. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Oh Lord, we thank You so much. Thank You, thank You, thank You. You've been so good to us, sometimes we don't even know what to pray for. But Lord, You know what's going on in our lives. You know what's going on in others' lives. You know what's going on in the Kincaid's life this morning, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that You would be with them in a very special way. And not just them also, Lord, those others, Lord, that may be suffering, that may be dealing with grief, that may be dealing with pain, that may be dealing with sickness. We ask, Lord, that You would have mercy on us. You are the only source that we have, Lord, the only source that can help us. Thank You, Lord. And now, Lord, as we proceed further in Your worship, we ask that our hearts and our minds would be binded and bonded toward You, focused on You, Lord. We ask this in Your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Good morning. Let me start off this morning by saying one of my favorite sayings. I used to hear this preacher say on the radio, TV evangelist. He would always stand up, he'd hold his arms up like this, and he would say, "Hallelujah to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." Amen. I thank God for Jesus this morning. Amen. Oh, I tell you, folks, if you think you don't need Him, you just keep on living. Amen. Amen. At this time, let us all stand up. Well, just, you don't have to move around. Just greet each other with a wave or a word. Amen. Good morning. 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 Good morning.
Morning, church. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I realize how quickly and easily I can move from trusting you to doubting your word when things do not go the way that I expect. I pray like the men and women of faith in Hebrews. My trust in you will not falter. Help me to earnestly seek you day by day. For I know that only as Christ lives in and through me by faith can I be pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Will you stand for our opening hymn? We're going to do trust and obey first. There you go. Good job, Cheryl. Trust and obey it, right?
When we walk in the Lord, in the light of His Word, what a glorious chance on our way. What we do is the man, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. To trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toiling doth richly repay. Not a grief or a loss, not a crown or a cross, but it's blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows, for the joy He bestows, are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Please be seated.
Again, everyone, please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for today, and Lord, we thank you for all that you have done for us, and we ask that you accept what we return to you in our offering and in our tithes. Lord, make them be adequate for whatever purpose you have for them. Be with us, Lord Jesus. We need you at all times. And especially every day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Brothers and sisters.
Morning.
Today's scripture is from the book of Luke, chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." He replied, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will obey you. Suppose one of you has a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Will he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, 'Come along now and sit down to eat'? Won't he rather say, 'Prepare my supper, get yourself ready, and wait on me while I eat and drink? After that, you may eat and drink.' Will he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty.'" The next reading is from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him." This is the word of God.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
You may be seated.
join me, and as a group, let us pray for the message that our pastor will bring us and that God has given him for us. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you be with us, especially with Pastor Ted this morning. Make the message that you have given him be exactly as he is capable to deliver it. Lord, so much is put on his plate day by day, and especially on some days. Lord, we give you thanks that he is already ready for all of it. And we pray, Lord, that we as the congregation may take his message into the world and refer it to those in need of it. Lord, we ask this in your name. Help us be the faithful servants. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. While we're waiting for the children to come down, I want to make this announcement. You get to deal with me one more year. I went to my DCOM meeting Thursday, and I had to give an accounting of myself, and I fooled them again. I mean, no, they approved. they approved me for one more year at Alamo. I do want to relay this to you, that the District Committee on Ministry sends you their regards and let you know that they are praying for you and they are happy with the work that Alamo United Methodist Church is doing, and they are encouraging us to keep up the good work. Thank you.
Today, Pastor Ted is going to talk about faith. Do you know what faith is? Come on, Toby. You going to join us today? All right. Toby, you know what faith is? Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. Faith. Can we see faith? No? A strong belief in God, or in the doctrines of religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof, is what the definition is. So we're told in the Bible that we have to have faith, right? All right, so faith is kind of like these two bottles of clear liquid I have here, right? Can't really. So let's see. We're going to add, this is going to represent our faith, this little powder I have here. We're going to add it to this one. We're going to see what happens, right? So they said a mustard seed, it's really small, but you can have, so faith, you don't have to have a lot of it or a little of it. God says if we just have it, we have plenty, right? All right, so this is going to be our faith in this sack, and we're going to add it to here. And if we have faith, let's see what happens. If you don't have faith, what happens? Nothing. All right, so this represents us not having faith. There was just a little bit in there, right? So let's add some faith into this bottle. This is like representing a person that has faith. Sorry, open it. All right, they were both the same, right? They're clear. And so let's see what happens. This is representing our faith again. Let's see what happens when we add the same amount of pinch into this one. What happened? So if you have faith, it doesn't matter how much you have. It still will work, and it will, you know, your believing shows that it fizzes up, right? So we have to remember that just because we have things that look the same, sometimes they're not. And we have to have faith even though we can't see it, right? Because that's what the Bible tells us to do. All right. So that was our lesson today. Let's say a prayer. Repeat after me. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
That I don't have to understand your ways.
You don't have to understand your ways.
I only have to know that you are in control.
Amen. Control.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, all
Amen.
Guys. Good day.
Great. Thank you, Heather. Thank you very much. Before we start our sermon, I wanted to make this announcement. Actually, it's a joy. Someone wanted me, Madison wanted me to make this announcement this morning, and I didn't tell Dave. But anyway, Madison said, amen. Madison got a job. Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord for that. The Lord is good to us. Thank you, Madison, and we're happy and we're praying with you, all right? Thank you. Okay. Now, a lot of people think that it's just your birthday on your birthday, but I like to do the birthday month thing. Hint, hint, Tessie. I like to do the birthday month thing. So I... anyway, that's a little running joke between us. Anyway, well, good morning to you.
Good morning.
We're so glad to be here, and we thank God for His mercy. We thank Him for His grace. We thank Him for His patience, and we thank Him for His love. Most of all, we thank Him for His Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen? Because without Him, there is no hope. Our title for this morning is Increase Our Faith. Increase Our Faith. How many people here today, and you don't just answer to yourself, how many have asked the Lord for more faith? How many? I imagine just about everybody, one time or another, says, Lord, I need more faith. I can't deal with this. You're telling me to do all this, but I need more faith. You know, so you're in good company, because there's a lot of people. I think about the story of Abraham. Abraham, when he was told to leave his country, his home, and had no idea where the Lord was taking him. But through faith, he took off, and he got his family, and he moved to a different land. So, you know, the Bible is full of people, all through the Bible, who they needed an extra dose of faith. And there's even a whole chapter. When you read your Bible, check out Hebrews chapter 11. That's a whole chapter on faith, and it's beautiful. And it lists many of the heroes of faith, you know, those that have gone on before us. But these are just the tip. There are probably millions and millions and billions who live abundant lives of faith, and they learn to trust in God and His promises. So look at faith this way. You can say faith is the very oxygen in our lungs to those of us who believe. You see, faith brings us life. It sustains us. It raises us up when everything else around us falls apart. There's faith. And Jesus is going to teach us something this morning. He's going to teach us that mountains can be moved by mustard seeds of faith. And the Apostle Paul teaches us that we live by faith and not by sight. So we're going to be talking about faith today. So hold on to your seats and hold on, because here we go. Now let's look at Luke chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. Let me read those to you, and I believe they're going to put those up on the screen. Let me read what the Lord is teaching here. The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. And he replied, if your faith is small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. Suppose one of you has a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Will he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, come along now, sit down to eat?
Won't he rather say, prepare my supper, get yourself ready, and wait on me while I eat and drink? And after that, you may eat and drink. Will he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, we are unworthy servant. We have only done our duty. This is what the Lord, this is what he's going to teach us. You see, Jesus is going to present his disciples with a couple of different scenarios in those verses. Both of these scenarios, they have to do with sin. You see, in the first scenario, Jesus is warning the group about those I'm looking at the wrong scripture. Sorry about that. I got my notes up here. I guess I should just throw them away. Luke 17, 1 through 5 is this. Things that cause people to stumble are bound to come. But woe to anyone through whom they come. It would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck and than to cause one of these little ones to stumble. So watch yourselves. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them, and if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you seven times in a day, and seven times come back to you saying, I repent, you must forgive them. And this is what the apostles said. They didn't understand all of this. They didn't know how they were going to do this. They said, Lord, increase our faith. Increase our faith. You see, he presents them with two scenarios here. They're both on sin. In the first, he's warning them about those who deliberately lead others into sin. You see, it's a terrible thing for those of us who are mature Christians. I'm not talking about necessarily in age. I mean spiritually mature, who tend to lead the newer believer, the one who just found the Lord. We may lead them, not deliberately, I hope, but you don't want to lead anybody down the wrong road, especially those that are new in the faith. The Lord does not like that, and he thinks that is a grave sin to him, and he says it would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a rock or a millstone tied around his neck in order to cause one of these little ones to sin. You know, this is a very tough warning. And this is probably one of the most sternest warnings you'll ever hear Jesus say. And he follows it up by saying this, so watch yourselves. Watch yourselves. And then he gets into the second scenario about sin and forgiveness. He's challenging his disciples and us to be willing to forgive even if their brother or sister returns seven times. You know, and now if you put these two scenarios together, you know, we got a real tough pill to swallow there, folks. Tough pill to swallow. So you got to be careful not to lead people into sin. And on the other hand, you got to be quick to forgive them. So in response to this, the disciples did probably what I would have done and you would have done. They said, Lord, increase our faith. Increase our faith. The truth is, folks, we do need more faith. You know, life can be such that it just beats us down and we cannot, it requires us to be less like ourselves and more like Jesus. You know, and we can't do this under our own power. We need faith and we need the Lord doing this. You know, it's hard to believe that it's to do ministry without faith. You can't do anything without faith. But, you know, this is not a new problem. It's been going on for centuries and centuries and centuries. And in the Bible, in John, he talks about when Thomas, one of Jesus' disciples, who had been with the Lord several years, saw him pray miracles. Yet, when the Lord was resurrected, Thomas did not believe him. He said, I'm not going to believe him until you show me some nail prints and feet prints and the piercing of his side. So when Jesus did this, and it's interesting because Jesus met him right at his doubting. Right at his doubting. He says, and he told him to put his fingers here and put his fingers there. And then he told him this. He said, stop doubting and start believing. Stop doubting. Or you can say it this way. Have more faith. Have more faith. Here's the beauty of all this, dear ones. Our Lord meets us in our doubt, in our fear, in our weakness, in our sin. He seems to be saying to us that faith is simply a reality of the very kingdom of heaven. And you know what, folks? It's available to all who, anyone, any scenario, any problems that may present yourself, there is faith. You only need tiny faith. Have you ever seen a mustard seed? They got a whole bag of them little rascals. They're so tiny. They're little bitty tiny seeds, you know. And when you put them out there in your garden, and when they grow, they produce a beautiful mustard green plant. But it's just a tiny seed. And this is what Jesus is going to say in response to the disciples' plea to give them more faith. He does what he normally does. He tells them a story, a parable. And he begins by comparing their faith to the tiniest of seeds, the mustard seed. And he tells them that if you got faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. What? You mean that's all it takes, Lord? Is that it? And Jesus says, why we're fretting about having more faith, Jesus is quick to remind them how powerful eating, even the tiniest of faith, can be. And they're saying we need more and more. And he's actually saying, you just need a tiny bit of faith. And then he tells them the other story about the boss and his employee. You see, in this parable, it sounds like the servant is looking for an extra pat on the back for just doing his job. And, you know, I can relate to this because, you know, and maybe you can too. Sometimes we expect a lot of kudos and a lot of accolades for just doing our job, you know. So we want a big party. We want a promotion. We want something waiting for us every time we do a simple day's work. In other words, we're just doing our duty. And Jesus is telling this parable to make the disciples aware that that they need, that what they're doing, is actually because of faith, and it's what they need to be doing anyway. You see, folks, we have all that we need. We really do. We ask for more faith, but we have all that we need. We have all that we need. What we need to do is realize the faith that we have. Amen? You know, I used to, I remember asking the Lord for something. And I said, Lord, I want a big church. I want a big church. I don't want to preach at a small church anymore. I want a big old church where there's just tons of people out there, and, you know, and all, everybody's clapping and yelling and amen and just having a good time. You know, everybody likes you and you're just all over the place. But you know what? You know what the Lord told me? He says, Ted, you can't do anything with a small church. What are you going to do with a big church? What you need to do is what I've given you. Take care of that first. Look after that first. We want bigger houses. We want bigger cars. But we can't take care of what the Lord has already given us. Amen? But yet, we always want an increase. The faith that you have now will take you anywhere you want to go, if you will do what? Trust and obey and follow the Lord. Follow the Lord. Follow Him. That's what faith is all about, folks. Faith is about taking that first step and not knowing where the staircase is. Faith is about
stepping out of a comfort zone and saying, yes, Lord, I'll go. I don't have a clue as to what I'm doing, but I'll trust you. Faith is about forgiving a brother or sister when you know they've done you wrong. Faith is about standing up for Jesus when you know that you're going to be persecuted. You don't need a whole bunch of faith. What you need is some faith. Amen? A little faith as tiny as a mustard seed. You see, in this life, there's going to be a lot of issues. And Jesus even tells them that in one of those verses that there's going to be some stumbling coming along. In other words, you're going to have some problems that people are going to present to you, and you're going to have problems and issues and things that are coming in your life that you cannot handle. He's telling them this. And he's telling them that you're going to need just a little tiny amount of faith. Now, why does Jesus say just a little tiny amount of faith? I believe he's saying it because he is all the faith that you need. He is that. Trust and obey Jesus, folks. Trust and obey him. That's the most important thing. When you leave this room, when you leave this building and you go out into the world to do your job, to work with your family, remember to trust the Lord and all that. And don't worry that you don't understand it. There's a lot of things that we don't understand. But maybe, folks, maybe the Lord doesn't want us to understand some things. Amen? Maybe he wants you to say, follow me. Take my hand. Just follow me. You don't have to understand it. Just follow me and I'll show you what you need to do. But sometimes we get so wrapped up in understanding, can't figure this out, that we forget about the most important thing is trusting and obeying Christ. Increase our faith, O Lord. Thank you for the faith that we have. Help us to use the faith that we have already, Lord. Help us not to be afraid to trust and to reach out to you. Because, folks, we need him, 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 we need him more than ever and ever before today. I don't have to keep telling you that because I think you already know that. You've been around long enough, you've been a Christian long enough to know that without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. Could you put that up on the... Hebrews 11:6. The writer says this. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Without faith, it's impossible. You want to please the Lord. You want to please the Lord. Don't backtrack on him. Trust him. He's asking you this morning to trust him, even now. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. So he that believeth, he that cometh to God, must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who earnestly seek him. Oh, my friend, that verse there just encourages me. That tells me that now I know what to do to please God. He's not after your money. He's got all the money. He's not after your good looks or your job or your fame or your fortune. He's got all of that. What he's after is your faith. He wants your faith. And the Apostle Paul says it all. He says, we walk by faith, not by sight. Folks, you can't see where you're going, amen? You don't know where you're going when you're walking on faith. But all you know is you're just holding on to the Lord's hand and you're trusting and say, Lord, I don't have a clue, but I know you know everything and I'm following you. Increase our faith. Perhaps you might need to take that first step even today. Maybe we need to stop staring at our problems and telling God how huge it is, but all we need to do is start telling our problems how wonderful and amazing our God is. We get focused so much on our problems that we forget about the one who said that he promised to help us through these. A tiny mustard seed of faith is all it takes to move a mountain. A little tiny.
of us, we've got some type of mountain in our life, you know. But I also know that in these scriptures, we have more than enough faith through Jesus for anything that comes our way. As we ask, we've all asked for more faith at some point in our lives. And you know what, folks? It's not wrong to ask. And it's not wrong to turn to God when we're feeling weak in our faith. Life is hard. It's difficult. And oftentimes, sometimes the things we face, they just overwhelm us. And we just can't handle it. But I believe it's important to remember the truth that Jesus is reminding us of today. Remember this, dear ones. We are ambassadors, conquerors, agents of reconciliation. You know, we're going to always be facing situations that's going to require more than we think that we can handle. And at the same time, folks, we here at Alamo, we are a community of faith. We are empowered by faith to do what the Lord has called us to do. We are empowered by faith to do ministry here at 4071 North Foster Road. I'm reminded that mountains are moved by mustard seeds of faith. I'm also reminded that my lack of faith, my doubts, and my fears are normal. Because even someone like Thomas, one of the Lord's disciples, struggled with it. And this is the very same Thomas who went on to evangelize India with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So what is God calling you to today? What steps of faith do you need to take today? What scenario in your life feels overwhelming to you? But remember this, dear one. We are a community of faith. And by faith, we are empowered by faith to do and accomplish all that we've been called to do. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What's the Lord calling you to do? What's he tapping you on the shoulder? What's he telling you to do this morning to exercise your faith? What do you need to quit doing and so you can start doing the right things for the Lord? The invitation goes out and the altar is open for anyone who wants to take a step of faith and say, yes, Lord, I want to live my faith. And I know my faith has been weak. But I am committed to trusting you. For those who wish to come and pray and just offer their confession, those who just want to come and say, thank you, Lord. You've been so good to me this week. The altar is open for all who wish to come.
You stand for our hymn of invitation, I Surrender All.
Yeah.
Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Please permit me to tell you this one story about that song. It won't take but a minute. I know we're pretty busy. This song, I was a young soldier, Fort Hood, Texas, many, many years ago. Just came from Vietnam. I went to this church. Can't remember the name of it. I think it was a holiness church. I remember because there was a lot of shouting and a lot of screaming in there. But the only reason why I went, because my parents would all, I'd write and say, Ted, did you go to church? And I got tired of lying. So I went to this church, the first one I came to. I went to the church and I sit there in the back row on purpose. Because that man started preaching about hell and I got scared. And I said to myself, I got to get the hell out of here. And he started playing that song, I Surrender All. And that song hit me like a ton of bricks. I got up and I tried to go out the back door. The dear brother stopped me and said, brother, where are you going? I said, I got to go. He says, let me pray for you. And to this day, I thank the Lord that man took the time to pray for me. Amen?
Amen.
I tell you this to say this. Our time is not promised to us here. You think you may have a long time. You think because you're in good health, you think because you got a lot of money, you think things are going well, you think that you're going to be all right. But you don't know. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible says our life is like what? A little vapor. It's gone. So in knowing that, surrender your all to the Lord. Let him lead, guide, and direct you. Amen? Don't wait for tomorrow. Well, it'll be a good day tomorrow, I'll do it. No, it may not be a good day. You may not see tomorrow. God bless you this morning. We love you. We pray that you remember the Kincaid family. Remember them in their hour of need at this time. I imagine just about every one of us in here at one time or another have been where they are, one way or another. So you know what needs to be done. You know the love and support that they need. So I'm asking you at Alamo to be able to help and support them in their time. I don't have to ask you that. I know you're going to do it. You always do it. God bless you for doing it. God bless you.
Joni didn't answer, but Joni's told me the same thing.
Join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And as we go from here today, let us remember all of those less fortunate than ourselves. And especially remember Tom. A little sympathy goes a long ways. And let us continue to pray for those who are homebound in any way. Be friendly and be safe. Watch out for the rest of them. And let us join together here again next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Will you stand for our closing hymn? Nothing but the blood.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the blood that makes me bright as snow. No other bound I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon this I say. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing is my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the blood. sin atoned. Nothing but the blood of